Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you. It's time to bring you about 5 minutes of the good stuff. And here's some good stuff for you. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale coming to Miles City, Montana. The main run is May 15th through the 18th. But don't miss the horse racing with simulcast racing, Derby Days on May 3rd and 4th, Mother's Day races on May 11th. Mothers get in free, just so you know. And, of course, they've got the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff on May 15th. That's a one-night performance with all of the wild horse races, the mutton busting, and the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on the 18th to cap it all off. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for details.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com. Here's one of my favorite sayings. It's from James Dent. A perfect summer day is when the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing, the birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken.
There you go. I like that last part.
The days are coming. Here's will be summer.
Something sent in by Neil Vollmer called from the Manitoba Herald in Canada, a very underground paper, I guess they say. The flood of American liberals sneaking across the border into Canada has intensified in the past week, sparking calls for increased patrols to stop the illegal immigration. The actions of the president are prompting the exodus among left-leaning citizens who fear that they'll soon be required to hunt, pray, and agree with Bill O'Reilly. Canadian border farmers say it's not uncommon to see dozens of sociology professors, animal rights activists, and Unitarians crossing their fields at night. I went out to milk the cows the other day, and there was a Hollywood producer huddled in the barn, said the Manitoba farmer, Red Greenfield, whose acreage borders North Dakota. The producer was cold, exhausted, and hungry. He asked if I could spare a latte and some free-range chicken. When I said I didn't have any, he left. Didn't even get a chance to show him my screenplay. In an effort to stop the liberal aliens, Greenfield erected higher fences. But the liberals scaled them, so he tried installing speakers that blare Rush Limbaugh across the fields. Not real effective, he said. The liberals still got through, and Rush annoyed the cows so much they wouldn't give any more milk. Officials are particularly concerned about smugglers who meet liberals near the Canadian border, pack them into Volvo station wagons, drive them across the border, and leave them to fend for themselves. A lot of these people are not prepared for rugged conditions, an Ontario border patrolman said. I found one carload without a drop of drinking water. They did have a nice, though, Napa Valley Cabernet with them. When liberals are caught, they're sent back across the border, often wailing loudly that they fear retribution from their conservatives. Rumors have been circulating about the administration establishing re-education camps in which liberals will be forced to drink domestic beer and watch NASCAR races. In recent days, liberals have turned to sometimes ingenious ways of crossing the border. Some have taken to posing as senior citizens on bus trips to buy cheap Canadian prescription drugs. After catching a half a dozen young vegans disguised in powdered wigs, Canadian immigration authorities began stopping buses and quizzing the supposed senior citizen passengers on Perry Como and Rosemary Clooney as to prove that they were alive in the 1950s. If they can't identify the accordion player on the Lawrence Welk show, we get suspicious right away, an official said. Canadian citizens have complained that the illegal immigrants are creating more organic broccoli shortage and renting all the good Susan Sarandon movies. I feel sorry for American liberals, but the Canadian economy just can't support them. That was from one Ottawa resident. How many art history majors does one country need anyway? Just tongue-in-cheek? It's all fun and games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. How's this sound? Several men are in the locker room of a fitness club after a bout of exercising. Suddenly, a cell phone sitting on a bench rings. One of the men picks it up. Hello? It's me. Are you at the club? Says a female voice. Yeah. Well, I'm at the mall and I just saw a beautiful dress that I absolutely have to have. It's only $1,500. Can I buy it? I guess so, if you like it that much. Oh, thank you, sweetie. I'll see you later. The man hangs up, surveys the locker room. Anybody know whose phone this is?
The guy that's going to be mad next month.
Yep, that's right.
Coming up this weekend, it's Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering right here in Valentine. I'm just going to give you a web address and you can figure it all out from there. Go to oldwestdays.net. It's fun. It's pretty. It's just great. Come to Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska this weekend. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.